Good evening and welcome. Has Op Kamal, the BJP strategy to take over states where they are not in power, now been extended to Jharkhand? It depends on who you ask. The Congress today said that there was clear-cut evidence that the BJP was willing to pay off their leaders and that three of their own MLAs were conduits to make this happen. These three MLAs who have been suspended from the Congress have been arrested in Bengal, where the state CID has launched an investigation after so-called huge amounts of money were found in their vehicle. Another Congress MLA in Jharkhand, Anoop Singh, has released this letter. In fact, I have that letter right over here, where he says that he too was approached. So, on the program tonight, we're trying to understand what some of the allegations are. In this letter, Mr. Anoop Singh says that the offer made to him was that take 10 crores, we'll make you a minister. That is the assurance being given to Congress leaders if they are to switch sides. Now, the BJP, for its part, says that the Congress MLAs who have been arrested in Bengal are corrupt. They have nothing to do with them tonight. On the show, the Congress corruption or the BJP's op lotus in Jharkhand? That's the question we are asking. Joining us for more on this, the Rajashree Lahiri speaks for the BJP, Nalini Singh, Adil Singh Boparai of the Congress, Dr. Shashi Panja of the Trinamool Congress. Rajashree Lahiri, let me come to you first. You know, this is a letter where Anoop Singh, an MLA, also known as Kumar Jaimangal, the MLA from Bermo, has said very carefully that Irfan Ansari, Rajesh Kachchap, these are two of the three MLAs who are now in Kolkata, in West Bengal, being investigated by the police, wanted him to come to Kolkata. He would take me to Guwahati, where according to him, he will make me meet Sri Himanta Biswa Sarma, who will give me an assurance of a definite ministerial berth apart from money. The money in question is 10 crore per MLA. How do you respond to this allegation, sir?
See, it is very strange that immediately after these Congress MLAs get captured over here, then these letters are coming up. The Congress MLAs who have been captured over here, they have clearly stated that they wanted to buy some saris from the Bara Bazaar to donate it to the Adivasis. And now if they have to flee, then why did the West Bengal government caught hold of them? I mean, they, Trinamool Congress and Congress, they were going hands in gloves together for the presidential elections. We all know that. And Madam Chief Minister of West Bengal keeps on sending SMSs to Sonia Gandhiji, and Sonia Gandhiji responds that too. Now, how come is that they came over here in West Bengal and they were caught? Had it been a BJP-ruled state, you could have said that. But they are already hand in gloves and they're good friends.
I don't understand how hand in glove applies in this situation, but I'll come back to that. Adil Singh Boparai, the point being mentioned, the significant point, is that why did this letter come out so late after these arrests? Why couldn't Anoop Singh come out with all of these allegations earlier on?
Well, Vishnu, you have to understand that there is a pattern to the BJP's machination. Over the past 8 years, in state after state, starting from Arunachal, Uttarakhand, Goa, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, they made attempts in Rajasthan. And now finally, it appears that they are attempting to destabilize the Congress JMM government in Jharkhand. So therefore, there is a pattern to the manner in which the BJP destabilizes opposition governments. Now, the reason why they've been arrested in Kolkata, it appears to be prima facie, that they were in transit to a BJP-ruled state. And this has been happening. How can the BJP government deny? They use the ED, they use agencies, they use muscle and money power. So there is a twin method in the manner in which the BJP...
No, but the point mentioned by them is that this was not cash for any other purpose other than perhaps, stocking up on saris, etc., ahead of the festive season. And that you can't bring down a government with 30 or 40 lakhs.
So please understand that there is a pattern. This perhaps was the initial tranche.
Okay.
And there is a reason why we've suspended our MLAs. Why would the Congress party suspend the MLAs if they were not party to this conspiracy, to this coup, in this conspiracy to destabilize government?
Rajashree has a point to make. Rajashree, go ahead.
Suspended the MLA. I beg your pardon?
Don't you think that this logic is very childish, that if I have to bring down a government, I'll give the money to them, those Jharkhand MLAs who would be in transit? Don't you think then the money would have been given over there in Assam? rather than in transit. He would be taking the money and going all the way to Assam.
But you still haven't answered my question about this letter. He wants an this has been registered with the police. He says that this needs to be investigated under the Prevention of Corruption Act and 120B Absolutely. IPC. He's brought this to the notice of the police. It's been Absolutely. Stamped by the police.
Let the investigation go on.
Rajeshji, my only point is this. You can argue that, look, this money is not enough to bring down a government, but what about this letter? The letter makes a much more substantive point.
See, the congressmen who have been caught with the money, they are going to answer from where did they get this money. And we are seeing 50 crores of cash today in West Bengal stocked by people who are near and dear ones of the minister.
Near and dear ones, now, if you are stating that the police is working for
property.
The Bengal government in a case involving Congress MLAs who happen to be transiting through Bengal, that is also far-fetched. You need
that
to,
is the
you,
thing.
That needs to prove itself
that's
out.
That's the essence, they are running with the money. They are
All right, one
with
second,
the money.
Dr. Shashi Panja, how would you respond to this? Do you believe that this is part of corruption within the Congress party, or do you believe this is part of an attempt of the BJP trying to break the government in Jharkhand?
The BJP spokesman, or probably the sympathizer, is defending the indefensible. I mean, the concept is so far-fetched, very correctly, Vishnuji. What is happening is something which is outrageous, which is something very illegal and unconstitutional. You see, it's very easy for them. They just do away. I mean, there is a MLA who is putting a complaint and asking the police that please register this complaint under such and such act and such and such section of IPC. You have to take cognizance of that. And ED should actually take so much of cognizance. So much of cash was found in a car, and the BJP sympathizer says that it is an implant of the Trinamool Congress into the car of the Congress MLA. I mean, it's amazing. Secondly, what I really wish to add is that, you know, there is a leader of the opposition in Bengal, Suvendu Adhikari. Just few days back when the Maharashtra government was toppled by, and we allege that there was definitely horse trading, and there was definitely ED, you know, the character and stick story that was also there. And after that, Shubhendu Adhikari has the audacity to say in public in a speech that this was Maharashtra, next will be Jharkhand, then will be Chhattisgarh, then will be Telangana, and then will be West Bengal.
Just one point of clarification. Ma'am, I don't understand. On the one hand, you're saying this needs to be investigated by the ED. On the other hand, you believe that the ED is an instrument of state power of the center. So it's, you know, there is a good ED and bad ED. So in this particular case, it's good ED that needs to investigate this.
No, definitely there's a misuse. That is what I was trying to say. And what I'm trying to say is that ED reaches out with certain geographical limitations in the country. You see, there's corruption all over the country. But somehow it just reaches up to the non-BJP ruled states. So that is very funny. But if that be so, since Jharkhand is also a non-BJP state, should we then expect that ED should now take so much cognizance?
Okay, one
second. And on the other hand, yeah. Congress will defend itself, definitely. You see, it is very unfortunate what we saw in the presidential polls. It was many of the Congress MLAs who prospered.
Okay, let's keep
so
that
Congress
aside for the moment.
Let them introspect.
For a second. One second, ma'am. Nalini, you know, three of these Congress leaders, action has been taken against them. They've been suspended. If you actually look at the Jharkhand Assembly numbers, the total number of seats are at 81. The majority mark is 42. The JMM Congress government, which has the support of one RJD MLA, is at 47. So they're just five more than the majority mark. Now, if you've got three Congress leaders who've been suspended, you know, it could be headed in a direction where this government could be under threat.
Vishnu, you've heard of the Jharkhand government being under threat for an extremely long time. All the coal mafia, etc., have been doing their nimble-footed approaches. And you also know that the Congress has lost a powerful leader to the BJP, who was in charge of Jharkhand for the Congress party. So all this has actually been building up. Vishnu, there's a little bit of an echo, if that could be sorted out. So all this has been building up. But I would just say to you that by now, journalists should be able to write a manual on how to topple a government. TGIY. Throw another government, install yours. It is so simple now. The point is that you need about 1,000 crores or less. And can you imagine that today you just need to find a few weak links, in this case maybe these three, then you just need to evoke something which is a regional pride or a caste pride or religious pride, and after that others join and you keep promising the others also the same amount of what shall we call private capital formation. So after that, you know, you form a government. Now I think the time has come now to call out the BJP's Operation Lotus and the corruption of the Congress Party and all parties. The politics now is hydrated by money and power.
Okay.
And they pretend as if it is people's welfare that they're after.
All right, one second, Adil. Adil wants to come in with a point. Go ahead, Adil.
Vishnu, I think we're at a crossroad. We're at a very critical crossroad in our democracy. And it is time that all opposition parties, all right-thinking journalists, all right-thinking civil society members are over this monkey balancing. The BJP, using its brute power, is demolishing democracy in this country. There are no two bones about this. I think it's beyond any pale of doubt. So therefore, let's identify and diagnose where the disease is. The disease is that the BJP is using its muscle power, its institutional power, to ride roughshod over opposition governments. So therefore, my sincere advice to all opposition parties and all members of the civil society is that this is not the time to squabble amongst ourselves. This is the time where we have to protect the constitution, where we have to protect parliamentary democracy in this country. Because at this rate, elections will become meaningless.
No, but
No matter who comes to power, I understand what you're trying to say.
But is it also true, or is it at all true, that other MLAs in Jharkhand, whether it's the Congress or the JMM, have been approached, and that, you know, you sense a situation where they're going to also cross over? We've seen what happened in Maharashtra. Do you believe your leaders in Jharkhand are no longer stable and with you? A large number.
Our leaders, Vishnu, are with us. However, having said this, the BJP is leaving no stone unturned to either intimidate them or lure them. Intimidation comes from
and
the
you
agencies.
Believe you can, you believe you can, comes you believe you can other, hold your government together.
Please understand, Vishnu, this is an extremely unequal situation. Please understand that. The safety valves in democracy are dissipating. Today, there is a skewed plane. The BJP has unlimited resources. It has unlimited state power, which it is misusing.
But Adil, with all due respect, it's about the integrity of your leaders.
Absolutely.
I mean, are you so worried about the integrity of your leaders that you feel that if enough our money is offered, they will cross over?
It's not just the Congress Party, Vishnu. Our leaders are with us. But the BJP is misusing agencies. You have a sword of the ED hanging on your head.
Let's talk about the Jharkhand situation now.
Why just talk about Jharkhand, Vishnu? There is a pattern to this madness.
Okay.
Am I saying something which is not factually correct?
May I interview?
No, not at all. Ask yourself
I'm not disagreeing with
Vishnu,
you at all. I'm just trying. Anyway, Rajesh, you have a point. Go ahead.
Number one, the Congress spokesperson has talked about BJP has unlimited resources and BJP is using muscle power. I'm very sorry to say BJP does not have any muscle power unlike Congress. Number two, Congress spokesperson is talking about constitution. 1975 emergency, probably he has forgotten. He's what their leaders have done. Number two, about the constitution, Shashiji has also talked about registering of complaints. Number one, Jharkhand, who is running the government, the state government in Jharkhand, not BJP. Who is running the state government in West Bengal, not BJP. So, and law and order is a state issue, it's a state subject. Why isn't the Jharkhand government and the West Bengal government then not taking the complaints or registering the FIRs? That Shashiji, who's a minister in the West Bengal government, has to answer, and somebody from the Jharkhand government.
But there are FIRs in West Bengal.
No, they are FIRs. The investigation is on. CID is investigating. What makes you think?
Let the police investigate.
No, no.
This is also registered complaint by the Congress leader, number one. It's been registered by the police. And as Dr. Panja mentions, the CID is investigating the allegations in Bengal.
Why are you denying the contents of the Honorable MLA of Jharkhand? I mean, you cannot just do it.
The Honorable MLA
mentioned the name of the Chief Minister of Assam. Who himself crossed over to BJP washing machine. Aren't we aware of that? No, Rajeshi Lahiri, you are trying to defend the washing machine.
Tell me why is Suvendu Adhikari not being booked? Both of you, we can't understand either of you, but I just want to come back to one point. I'll come back to you, Dr. Panja, half a second. The one point in this letter which really strikes me is I don't want to be part of this unconstitutional, illegal and downright criminal activity, and hence informing you to the police, please take action against them who are stationed in Kolkata with a token amount and pressurizing me to come to Kolkata and accompany them to Guwahati. Rajeshi, this is a very serious allegation. It's
but
a signed letter.
This is all hoax. Why would BJP ask somebody to come down to Kolkata? For
why would
joy?
He make this up?
Because he has been pressurized, because Congress
he's
has been
pressurized
involved.
By the Congress to make up something as serious as this.
To give such
it's a complaint filed to the
because
police. This is going to be investigated.
Absolutely.
He can get
let
into
the investigation
so he's,
happen.
He's made this up.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Just like Parko Chatterjee in West Bengal Ministry is in
all right, half a second. Dr. Panja, go ahead. Dr. Panja, go ahead.
Both of them, Rajeshi Lahiri, both are unconnected. Here we are talking about horse trading of MLAs. Partho Chatterjee is another
on,
case.
Shashiji.
That is a case of corruption.
Nothing happens in horse trading.
No,
one second, Rajeshi, half a
second.
Then I'll come to you.
I am telling you, he has mentioned, the Jharkhand MLA has mentioned in his letter, the name of a chief minister of a state. Okay, then why doesn't Hemanta Biswa Sarma file a defamation against him? Why doesn't he do that? Now he explained, why can't Shubhendu Adhikari, you people uploaded his video, the sting video on BJP website, exposing that he was taking money.
Why
he switched over to BJP
you
and you took off the video. No.
Shashi.
Answer me.
Why
is Hemanta Biswa Sarma filing a defamation against the Jharkhand MLA?
Your spokesperson
is Hemanta Biswa Sarma going to file a defamation against him?
All right, Dr. Panja, half a second. Dr. Panja, half a second. Rajeshi, quickly make your point. I need to start wrapping this up. Adil, I'll come to you next.
Your spokesperson, Shashi Panja, Shoshiji's spokesperson, Kunal Ghosh, himself has said that end beneficiary of Sharada scam is Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Why is
and
it...
And also,
Chief?
Also Shubhendu Adhikari.
Oh, no,
nothing
what about Kunal Ghosh?
8 years, 8 years down the line, you have not been able to prove nothing.
Kunal Ghosh, Chief spokesperson, why don't you ask
this?
Him?
You have said nothing. The agencies was nothing. But
all right, okay, all right. Both of you, we can't hear anything you're saying. One second, let me just quickly go across to Adil. Adil, quickly make your point. Yes.
Vishnu, we're living in a time when there is undeclared emergency. And one doesn't need to be a Rhodes Scholar to ask oneself this question, that who is going to be the prospective beneficiary of this coup? The answer is the BJP. It is the BJP which has always toppled governments and come to power. So therefore, obviously, the BJP is behind all these machinations. The BJP sympathizer can try to defend and justify as much as he wants to.
All right. Well, look, one way or the other, there has to be much more evidence, Adil.
BJP brazen.
At this stage, all we know is that there are a couple of Congress MLAs with money in their car. Let's see what happens in terms of that police investigation in Bengal and what the allegations actually are. I'd need to wrap this up. I'd like to thank you all very much. Well, the senior Shiv Sena leader, Sanjay Raut, is now being questioned by the Enforcement Directorate. In fact, he's been detained after day-long raids at his residence. He was called to the Enforcement Directorate on two previous occasions in connection with allegations of a land scam. He didn't appear earlier on. He's always insisted that he's done nothing wrong, and this is all a part of political vendetta. Joining us now for more on what may have actually happened and the allegations which have been raised, the senior Shiv Sena leader, Mr. Arvind Sawant. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. So, just in the last little while, the Enforcement Directorate is indicating that 11 and a half lakhs has been found in cash in his residence, in Mr. Sawant's residence. So this is apparently evidence to suggest that he is up to no good. How would you respond?
Is it Vijay Mallya or Nirav Modi? Is the amount is just a big as if it is compared to Nirav Modi or Vijay Mallya or those who are absconding from India? Anyway, sir, this is political vendetta. Absolute political vendetta. I feel very sorry state of affairs are going in India right now.
Yeah.
The democracy is at stake now.
Yeah.
There is a critic crisis in, it's a constitutional crisis are happening in the country.
No, but Mr. Sawant, the worry is that if indeed it is, as you allege, a political vendetta and the Enforcement Directorate is being used as a tool, are you worried as a Shiv Senik that those who are close to Uddhav ji, the handful of MLAs or supporters, or MLAs that you have still backing you, that there'd be pressure on them to cross over?
Forget about people representative, what handful or Shiva Sainik is the strength of the Shiv Sena.
Forget about this is the message that is being given. They are handful for the party.
Not even handful. They are non-entities. If the number of party workers are considered, they are non-entities. The number is non-entity in that total. Huge number of party workers are there. I would like to bring it to your notice. One more important point is that you know very well that yesterday the Honorable Governor has it is a perverted mentality of the Honorable Governor who time and again goes on insulting the identity of Maharashtra, the identity of Marathi people. He has gone to the extent, those who are, the faith and regard for respect of those who are icons of the country, icons of the Maharashtra, are being insulted by him. And now today he has done, which is a constitutional, you can say, offense.
Arvind ji, we are talking about Sanjay Rao's detention.
One moment, let me clear, within a minute I'll complete it. Financial capital of Mumbai, and if the Marwadis and Gujarati leave the Mumbai, the financial capital status will go. Now, what is this? It is a constitutional crisis.
All right. So you raise a larger issue.
It is insult to the constitutional.
I need to bring this conversation back to...
One moment. Let me. That has created a commotion in the Maharashtra. Now that has happened yesterday. Now how to press it or suppress it? They have created the idea. Today they went to has raided the house of the Sanjay Rao. This is the political. See, when Sanjay Rao himself has given a letter that the parliament session is going on, I am ready to kindly grant me a date after 7th of August. What was the need to that they should have done it?
So
today?
The answer the from the ED, is sir, the, is that the he was called twice Maharashtra before and he never showed up. The ED has said that he was called twice before. For whatever the reason, he never showed up. So therefore, they feel obliged to do this raid now.
Absolutely. Now, is it not the truth that Sanjay Rao has already gone twice to the ED's office?
Yes, yes.
Sanjay Rao's wife also has gone to the ED's office. He never said no to that. He never ever said. This time he has asked to grant a time period because the parliament session is on. And deliberately they were sending the summons. And he has said that by 7th of August, but heaven would not have fallen down, is it not, had it been after the 7th? But to do it on today is the only issue because the Honorable Governor of Maharashtra has insulted Maharashtra's identity.
All right, I understand the link that you're trying to make. You're saying that it is linked to those remarks. The ED wants to question Mr. Rao in connection with the redevelopment of a chawl in Mumbai and related transactions involving his wife and close associates. The allegations are strong. In fact, the ED has already attached assets worth 11.15 crores of Mr. Rao's wife in the recent past. So was he involved in some sort of illegal redevelopment of a chawl in Bombay, in Mumbai?
Now, let me answer it. Patrachal is the name of a building that cluster of a hutment dwellers, you can see. BJP is known as the Patrachal. Now, Sanjay Raut has time and again said that, I do not know where the Patrachal is there. The other guy, Mr. Pravin Raut, who has been arrested by ED, was threatened, was beaten inside the ED's custody and was forced to give the name of Sanjay Raut. You just think of it, his property has been confiscated. The property at Alibag, how much it is? 50 gunta, that means 1.2 acres, you can say. Mm-hmm. To 1.2 acres of land. Is it a big thing that you have done it? Okay. It is only to deteriorate the image of the Shiv Sena. They want to damage Shiv Sena. They want to perish the Shiv Sena. And that is what the aim of by BJP
right.
and their rulers who are there. And the misuse of this, all these people are being done by the BJP.
Okay.
Just think of it. The people who have left Shiv Sena and joined, how many of them are under this can of ED?
Mr. Sawant. You make the larger point of how this is allegedly a tool of the political leadership at the center. But look, I'm out of time. Thanks so much for speaking up about what this issue you believe is all about. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. We're completely out of time on Left, Right and Center from all of us here. Goodbye.